I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, Western Michigan University launches a Native Elders in Residence program, and a Pueblo kitchen features indigenous cuisine at the Albuquerque International Airport. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A number of street signs in Northern Ireland, which include the island's indigenous language, have been damaged throughout the summer. And now, police are investigating the incidents as hate crimes, as Show McPullen reports. For decades, Albuquerque locals have been going to the Indian Pueblo Kitchen for indigenous cuisine. Starting this week, visitors can get a taste of the Southwest without even leaving the airport. KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio has more. Western Michigan University is launching a Native American Elders in Residence program. The new program is intended to bridge the generational gap between students and indigenous leaders at the university. The university received an award from the Native American Heritage Fund to launch the program called Sharing Wisdom Across Generations. Western's Native American Affairs Council is consulting with elders and tribal councils of the three Potawatomi Nations in Southwest Michigan. Dr. D. Sherwood, director of the Native American Affairs Council, says, elders have vast knowledge. They may have attended a boarding school, lived on the reservation their whole life, or maybe have experience as a veteran or an entrepreneur, and that the program offers the opportunity to learn from older generations for both Native and non-Native students. Three elders will hold regular office hours. They'll also participate in 10 events over the next year, which could range from drum workshops, beadwork and ribbon skirt making, or talking circles. Next month, the university will be recognized alongside 10 other educational and community organizations selected for grants by the Native American Heritage Fund. The clothing brand For Kinship is hosting a youth event next week at the Navajo Nation Fair in Window Rock, Arizona, called Good Medicine Youth Day. During the event, 2,000 skateboards and wellness items will be distributed to families. The brand helped build a skate park in a Navajo community with skateboarder Tony Hawk and has given away thousands of skateboards across the Navajo Nation. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.